Next kina, Eikai, is a poetic kina. Each stanza has Eikai and Vehein Ata. Where is the Kai? Referring to Pasik, different psukim in the Chumash, Kaya Zaracha, Kai Savarchu, Kai Yomar, all the different Kais in Tanakh. Now each of these contrast the Kai of Kvod Yisrael with the Hein Ata of the lack of Kvod Yisrael, of the Bezayin of the Chorbin. And certainly the Tsar of Gilui Shechina is accompanied with Hishlach Mishmayim Ares, Tiferes Yisrael, the idea that the glory of Klal Yisrael was lost with the Chorbin. The glory, the majesty of different psukim of Kai. If you look at the psukim, you need a little help from the translation because they're short references to psukim of Kai, but they refer, some of them you recognize, probably the ones from Chumash, and some you won't. But Kayamaka Chatzis Laila, Babayf Seyaisais, you understand, is a Kai, refers to the Kai of Yerichai, tremendous miracle, a Kai Shiva Shaifrais Eretz, of the Shaifrais of Yerichai, Kai Sasha Sheshes Yomim Lahapel Chaim Eretz. You remember that they went around Yerichai blowing Shaifrais for 6 days, and it's actually 7 days. The seventh day was the day that Hein Atosh, that the gates of Yerichai fell into the ground. So the Mekainet says poetically, "A Kai Shiva Shayfres Eretz." Where is the Kai of the seven Shayfres that was sounded at Yerichai? Kai Sasa Sheshes Yamun LaHapil Chaima LaAretz. And there, the Chaim of Yerichai fell before Klal Yisrael. Vein Atah contrasts with Sha'arim Tavu Ba'aretz, with the gates of the Migdash sinking into the ground. Sorful Chomeyadei Kael Ba'aretz, and the burning of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's place of Mayed Dayal Mayed here on the ground. So that these are psukim that contrast. It's really historically different kais of psukim in Tanakh. With the Einata, it mourns the Hishlach Mishamayim Ares, the Tiferes Yisrael, the glory of Klal Yisrael, which is missing until that day that we'll be able to return to Teretz Yisrael, all of us together.